This is VOA News via remote. I'm Gene Randall. The U.S. government has unveiled the worst job numbers since the Great Depression of the 1930s. It is a picture of how the coronavirus has toppled the American economy. With a loss of 20.5 million jobs in April, the worst on record, the U.S. unemployment rate has risen to 14.7%, lower than predicted, but stunning nonetheless. Nearly all the job growth since the end of the Great Recession 11 years ago has disappeared. Adding to the grim picture, those who lost work in April and didn't look for new jobs because of negative prospects are not counted as unemployed. President Donald Trump says he built the world's strongest economy and that he can do it again. His chances for re-election may depend on whether enough voters believe that. Despite the job figures, U.S. stock exchanges opened higher today, with the S&P 500 up around 1%. Asian markets closed with strong gains. Japan's Nikkei gained about 2.5 points. This is the 75th anniversary of the end of World War II in Europe, VE Day. But celebrations are being held in check by a new kind of war against the coronavirus pandemic. The numbers are truly awful. Nearly 3.9 million cases worldwide and 270,000 deaths. The count is being kept by Johns Hopkins University. The largest COVID-19 effect is here in the United States, with more than 1.25 million cases and the number of lives lost approaching 76,000. Still, dozens of American states are in the process of reopening their economies, most of them bypassing existing White House guidelines for when and how to do it. Chief among the benchmarks, largely going unmet, a downward trend of virus cases or positive test results over a two-week period. University of Washington researchers have doubled their projections of coronavirus deaths in the U.S. to more than 134,000 through early August. A key reason is the lifting of state stay-at-home orders, which is expected to result in a continuing spread of infections across the nation. This is